Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, hello, my name is Rudy. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, okay? I will not ask you for a donation.
Okay, let me see if I can get you a little louder. Hang on a second.
Yeah, no problem.
There, how's that?
Yeah, no problem. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So I am speaking to Echo Hammond?
No, this is Ed.
All right. And first of all, sir, are you registered to vote in Fresno?
Yes.
Fresno County?
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much for that. And on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. Okay, the election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote?
Will yes.
You probably vote?
No, certain.
Okay. And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Probably vote.
All right. And what year were you born, sir?
45.
All right. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, they're kind of going off on the wrong track.
All right. And now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you, okay? In deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Housing affordability, public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, jobs and wages, water policy, parental rights in education, homelessness, inflation and cost of living.
How about all the above?
It has to be just one, sir. Which one would you mean?
Okay, crime.
Okay, so that would be public safety and crime.
Right.
So now I'm going to read you the names of some political figures, public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, okay? Let's go ahead with Gavin Newsom.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Paul Dictus?
I don't know anything about him.
Paul Dictus? All right. And Joe Biden?
Unfavorable.
Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah, very.
Okay, and Steve Brando?
Don't know him.
All right. Gary Bredefield?
Very favorable.
All right. Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And I'm now thinking about the March primary election. If the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, Gary Bredefield, businessman and city council member, Dion Bardes, Paul Dictus, CPA and county accessory recorder, and Bryce Herrera, from whom you would vote. From whom would you vote for? Steve Brandu, county supervisor and businessman, Gary Bredefield, businessman and city council member?
Bredefield.
Okay. And how certain are you that you would vote for Gary Bredefield, businessman, council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not?
Very.
Certain? Okay. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Just fair, okay. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as a Fresno County Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
All right. And thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate, okay? A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA. Would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more.
All right. And a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library. Would you
much
say
more?
Much more? Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Much less.
Much less likely, okay. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Much less.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Much more.
Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Much less.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Much more.
Much more. Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Much less.
Okay. And next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. Steve Brandu currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandu has defended North Fresno from high density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Steve Brando for county supervisor?
No chance.
Okay. And Gary Bredefield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Gary?
Good chance.
All right. And Paul Dictus currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictus will also work to reduce the homeless population
increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that, would you say there's no chance, small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for Paul Dictors for
council?
Small chance.
Small,
all right.
Small chance.
All right. And after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bredefield, Businessman and City Council Member, Dion Bardes, Paul Dictus, CPA and County Accessory Recorder, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote for? Steve Brando? Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, okay? Generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Republican or a Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a very strong or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Okay. And thinking about political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed from 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college, post-HS after high school, including vocational, technical, some college, four-year college graduate, or postgraduate school degree?
Postgraduate.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your
home?
Yes. Okay. Well, sir, this does include our survey, and I do want to thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful day, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We will issue then the cost of living, public infrastructure, like roads and bridges, water policy, public safety and crime, housing affordability, wages, homelessness.